Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, where the fuck is the... There you go. Yo, what's good, everybody? You already know what it is. It's your boy GQ holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio. Just speak the fucking station. I let you speak your mind. From now, from here on out, I guess AB Radio is doing something right. Because our time from now on is 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Huh? Come again? I can't hear you. I can't answer your phone right now. My phone's breaking up. I said I can't hear you right now. My phone's breaking up. What? Huh? Yeah. It's your boy GQ. I'm holding it down. And we want to send... I was on TD show, technical difficulty show, earlier today. And we was sending out some love to JJ, who's passed away. So we want to give a big shout out to JJ. We're going to open a song. We're going to open the show with this. And then we want to get into some real shit. It's your boy GQ. Rest in peace, JJ. Rest in peace, JJ. And now we're on with the motherfucking show. For some reason, I'm looking outside and it's dark as shit. Now, I know it ain't 6'4", his mom, because his mom already left. You know? So... with that being said and done, it's motherfucking 7 p.m. and the fucking, it's 7 in the p.m. and I'm pissed off because of the fact that, you know, summer's about to be over. It's starting to get dark. They talking about this fucking, this hurricane's coming. I got a letter in my mailbox today in my apartment talking about to remove my chairs off of the balcony because of the hurricane. It could damage other people's cars. Damn it, that's my motherfucking balcony. Who are you to tell me what to put on my shit? And furthermore, or should I say like 6'4 would say, by the way, he's on the show, but even further, 6'4, how come the hurricanes are never named after black people?
Because we're fucking too powerful for that shit.
Yeah. You always got Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Hannah, Hurricane Bob. Get the fuck out of here. You make the hurricane seem like it's friendly and shit. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker ain't your friend. He coming to fuck shit up. Hurricane Bob. Hurricane Chrissy. Get the fuck out of here.
Hurricane Michael.
Michael and shit. They ain't got no hurricane. Fuck, they ain't got no hurricane. Fucking Jeremiah. They ain't got no fucking Hurricane Raheem.
Hurricane Hakeem.
Hakeem. You know what I mean? Mook and them. Get the fuck out of here. You hear them? You hear them? The Pussy Squad.
Yeah.
Yo, dog, we have been here for at least for a month until like the 3rd of October. Damn, what the fuck is the echo? Yo. Echo. I think it's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
From here to about the 3rd, I guess you could say that's a month. We will be having a show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We got our time back. Now, I think because of the lapse of us not being here, they realized that, damn, we need Angry Bastard Radio to be in the building. What can we do? Let's give them 7 o'clock. So we can do a 7 to 9, but I just scheduled the show 7 to 8, and it's up to you guys if y'all want to really, you know, stay on an extra hour or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
my bad.
Huh?
My bad. Yo, this motherfucker was driving the wrong way of a one-way. That's really mad funny. Some motherfucker just now.
That's what the cops that stopped them?
Nah, that wasn't the cops. That was the fucking, ambulance.
Oh, ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no doubt.
I remember I used to make fun of how you said that shit. And that used to, you know, he used to get tired of, you know. Because
oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I used to make fun of how you said that shit. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Yeah. I got in trouble for that shit.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Makes you feel some type of way now, huh?
I go, shit, nigga. I was just remembering that.
Ambulance. I couldn't say that word for a motherfucking. That's amazing, because I still can't say it.
Ambulance. No. That's how you say it. Yes, that's how you say it. That's not how you say it.
Oh, no. I used to fuck it all up. Oh, you ain't talking, Mr. Cookie Kool-Aid.
Is that me, really?
Yeah, nigga. Cookie Kool-Aid. No, can I get cookies and Kool-Aid?
Yeah, but you can't remember that, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't remember that. Nigga, I remember when you were saying ambulance and you were Sleeny. Come on, son.
Sleeny.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, so you want to talk about shit that I can remember. All right, you fucking silly bastard. Two new messages have been arrived. You know, this fucking phone, I just got a trail. That's funny, I was in the chat line today, and the Spanish broad. I'm like, yo. And she's like, whoa, I'm cursing and shit. Like, the fuck, man? People can't drive this and that. She's like, damn, what's wrong with you? She's like, what are you on, your Bluetooth? I'm like, nah, I'm on my fucking trail. What, you got jokes? What, you can't hear me or something? She's like, nah, but Trail is so 2002. I said, oh, yeah? I said, all right, well, bitch, it's 2008. How about you upgrade my phone since you got something to say?
Fax that nigga. God damn.
What happened?
I'm trying to fax that nigga just now, son.
Who?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, my nuts is really itching, man. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I got to stop messing with your moms, man. I think she got crap.
Come on.
We got the courts.
Yeah, nigga.
You about to get a ball game in?
Mm-mm. From Boston. What's up?
Hey, yo, technical difficulties in the building this morning,
oh,
dog.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh!
Excuse me! Excuse me!
Mm-hmm. Well, can't even fuck him. Cause the pizza and shit is not good.
You sound like you got a mouthful of fucking M&M's and shit, nigga.
Let's go, Burn!
Oh, Lord.
Giving it to these niggas, huh?
Mitch, you just add to it. Yeah, what? This is the time you gonna talk shit. Amy, fuck you. Do you? I need a friend like you that gonna talk like that to me. So do you leave me alone? I got enough problems. This retarded bitch. This bitch just sent me a text message because I accidentally sent her a text saying to call the show. And she got it all fucked up. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not calling the show. I said, oh, well, I text you by accident, you fucking smut. No smuts allowed. I guess I was a little harsh saying that. And she put, yeah, wah. I'm gonna read it off exactly how the message says.
Oh, boy, he's not supposed to do that.
And I smell rain. That's out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's yeah, wah. This is the time. You, G-N-A, I guess that's gonna, talk shit. Then she puts the letter A, me, fuck you. Do you, I don't need a friend like you that, yeah, goes that G-N-A, gonna talk like the, to me. So do you leave me alone? I got enough problem. She didn't have an M. You're so immature, G. Why you act like the you too good for the? I thought you was different. This is a retarded bitch. I'm gonna text her back. Go back to school. You
rock up. It works wonders. Niggas, let's go, nigga.
Apply pressure to motherfuckers, man.
I'm eating, nigga.
Apply pressure. What you eating, nigga?
I've been told you what I was eating. Let's go, nigga. Almost.
Back.
That's what I like to see. Fuck that little shit. What up, nigga?
You know, motherfucking 6'4 is in the building. He's in the streets of Staten Island, you know what I mean? Holding it down.
Streets,
that's what niggas do on a regular day. I take it the sun is up.
Let's go, nigga. You know what? I fuck him.
Is that SD?
The pad.
Hey, yo, how's the weather over there?
Feels like it's about to rain.
Oh, wow. Same here. It's dark as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, we was on technical difficulties today.
Hmm?
We was on technical difficulties today. From, 6 to 7. And then we do this from 7 to 8. And we're going to do a show tonight. Hey, 6.
Yo.
You available 12 midnight, nigga?
What?
You available 12 midnight?
Yep, probably.
All right, because we're going to do a show on technical difficulty from 12 to 1.
Technical? I thought it was Angry Bastard Radio.
Oh, it's both now. You see, the way I see it is that technical is the everybody. That's Fresh, that's 6, that's G, that's E, and that's SD. Then you got the break-off pieces. You got Angry Bastard, which is just officially the brothers.
The
you know what I mean? Then you got the Light Up Session, which is just officially the Cubans. You know what I mean? So it's like the movement we're in is like a Wu-Tang movement. Like, technical difficulty is Wu-Tang.
And he's the first one back.
But... Then you got the Killer Armies, which is the light-up section. And then you got the Gravediggers, which is motherfucking Angry Bastard Radio.
Good thing, Cat.
But you couldn't have the Gravediggers and Killer Army without Wu-Tang. Kind of like technical difficulties. You can't have Light Up Session and Angry Bastard Radio without technical difficulties. So that's what we do. We're in the movement. Damn, my nuts really itch. What the fuck is going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up. 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. To talk to 6-4 and GQ. We're holding it down. We got 35 minutes left. It's about to rain outside, and my car windows is broke, so everything inside my windows, inside my car, gonna be fucked up. But other than that, I'm having a beautiful day. We're gonna play a brand new song by CNN. Around this time, when 6-4 hears music, he normally hangs up. So, you know, we'll see what he does. Hey, 6.
Don't stop. Don't give up on D.
It won!
Oh, hey, 6.
Wait, not to give up.
Oh, Lord, this nigga ain't listening.
Yo.
Yo.
Right back to him, yo. Straight up.
All right. That nigga's got himself banged on. Bitch ass nigga. I can take some of it. I can't take it all. Right now, we're going to play some hot shit, brand new shit. I played it for 4. I'm going to play it again. This is Cassidy and Corey Guns. Then after that, I'm going to play Cassidy, Apply Pressure. Because you got to apply pressure to these niggas, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to apply pressure to let your fuck shit be known. You got to let them you motherfuckers know that you ain't playing games. So because you ain't playing games, you got to apply pressure. Let's go. It's GQ, baby.
Yeah. Lost in these families. I go by the name of Cassidy the Hustler. And I got my boy Corey Guns with me. Get ready, get set, it's steady. Spaghetti shredded, heavy, deaded, credit, deadly. For bread, you get jelly, spreaded the melody. Let me let it go, medley. Lindsay added coke headless with envy. And Nicole Richie and Britney's headed.
Hey, yo, White Owl, you might want to rewind that, homie. Rewind that. Homie.
Get ready, get set, it's steady. Spaghetti shredded, heavy, deaded, credit, deadly. Bread, you get jelly, spread it. Melody, let me let it go. Medley, Lindsay, added coke headless with envy. And Nicole Richie and Britney's habit. Hats, a lot of rappers and militant and bitch natty. Putting nothing but wood on the shelves like a kitchen cabinet. If I feel ecstatic, I'll peel a matic. They'll get a static. Calico, sporadic, but that's not so radical. Become the no compatible establishment. You broke nose, but trying to Mike Jones my ozone. Behold, embarrassed. Shit, I'm kidding, it's an Afghani terrorist. Hoppin' too when I'm trying to bring you Hail Mary. Take a risk of reading rails, even their spirit. You don't live MOB, you nothing but a queer therapist. Nigga, my MOB, get that money, even OT, no penalty. When OT, that dinero be, that's all I see mentally. I'll shift you go from manual to automatic physically. Chemistry can't infiltrate my ministry. We in the street, you in the street. Larceny, militia, nigga, march with us. It's not cash, put them on some whole nother charge from us. Body
bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Corey Guns. We gotta refresh these niggas' memory. I guess they got amnesia and they forgot that we bout our business. My hand on my damn cop. Man, I copped the gun so big, it could bite your hand cop. I'm not a rat, me talking to the damn cop. It's like Louis Farrakhan eating ham hocks. I'm a gorilla, but I'm slicker than the damn fox. Cool since preschool, playing in the sandbox. I'm a hustler, I used to hand-to-hand knock. And stand on the block, selling gram at the grandma. And no, I'm not from Japan, knock. But this just look like it's Asian. In me, cause I got the haze within me. I've been to jail, I got a couple hundred days within me. But I still keep the HK, keep the razor with me. I ball hard, so rubber ballers is afraid to stick me. Cause if I get fouled, I'll probably shoot the deck. And you could be the next dude that I shoot to death. I wild out, but if I file out, I shoot the ref. I'm happy when I'm in the coupe, but the roof depressed. Cause I always put them down the trunk where I put them now. I got dope, A since O, put the pound in my hand. I've been the man, you should put the crown on my dome. I'm on the phone having conference calls with millionaires. Shit, look what I accomplished, y'all. And I ain't trying to take a life, I got a conscience, y'all. Plus the law send you up north like a compass, y'all. I was 17 living out in Yonkers, y'all. Signed a rough riders with a flow that was bonkers, y'all. I can't even lie. You can ask B and Y, you can ask Swiss too, SP and Kiss too. You can ask DMX, the female pit too. And they'll let you know all the battles I had to get through. You can ask Dragon Sheik about how I had to eat. Thousands since the motherfuckers up. Yep, I had the streets, but ain't no money in battling, and I had to eat. I could spit reckless, but I had to make a hit record. And now I make hit record after hit record, and I make chicks get naked like this. Check it. I just lick my lips on some LL shit, and then I make them laugh on some David Chappelle shit. And they be on some let's go to the hotel shit. I give them hard dick on some just got out of jail shit. The innocent man been in the can, but I never made a statement, never been on the stand. And I'm independent now, but that been in the plans. Cause it's all about the Benjamins, man. Real talk. And you dudes can't walk in my Timberlands, man. And my sneaks don't fit you. The streets don't fuck with you. I sip champagne and I throw back shots. And smoke pot the color of an Applejack box. I rap, but I sold crack rock. And had the block jumping like the frog on the Honey Smacks box. You dig them? Body bag.
Woo! Only your Angry Bastard Radio, baby. The station I let you speak your motherfucking mind. I'm your boy GQ. I'm holding it down, as I do, always. We're here from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. holding it down, Block Talk Radio. Big shout-outs to Block Talk Radio. Big shout-outs to everybody holding it down on Block Talk. Block Talk is the truth. Big shout-outs to John Sweet. Big shout-outs to motherfucking WSN Radio. Big shout-outs to everybody holding it down, the Cubans, Latinas, the Puerto Ricans, Latinas, the motherfucking Brazilian Latina. Holding it down, baby. Also, shout-out to all my brothers and sisters and white people. White people, we are in the building. What's going on? Let's make this happen. It's official. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Next up is Cassidy Applied Pressure. Every show that I have, I'm going to spit out a verse that I feel as though is hot. Now, right here, I'm sure y'all know who it is. If you don't, I'm going to spit it out. Y'all let me know what's going on. Let's see. How did it go? I just had it in my head. Oh, here we go. I pop up in the middle of the hot block. Make the drop top play hopscotch on them hoes. Lil Wayne. Right from Ken's corner store, chop a waking nigga's ass up like the morning show. Put me in the game, man, I'm seeing you calling audibles. Heart's beating fast, better work on your cardio. How you want it? Video, audio, cardio, body getting mailed to your jail. Chill. Pussy-ass nigga, die slow, don't yell. I put it on the streets, and I bet it's going to sell. What's under that floor where it sure is a nail? Just how I make money, cracker, I'ma make bail. I'm a Libra and my signs are stale. If it don't measure up, then the nigga getting killed. The smaller the car, the bigger them wheels. And the nigga so hot that I give a bitch chills. And if she like coke, then I give the bitch heels. No stilettos or bumps. 21 bumps. 21. No stilettos or pumps. 21 bumps. 21 Jump Street if anyone jumps in. Once you hit the ground, that's when everyone stumps. Perrier's your way, everyone's drunk, so it's 21 Jump Street if anyone jumps. A milli goes power, the simi goes plat. An itty bitty bullet make a skinny nigga fat. It's money over bitches, not a penny, whole scrap. That's all I fucking know. Next up, this is Cassidy featuring, well, actually it's just Cassidy featuring himself. Apply pressure. It's time to apply motherfucking pressure to these motherfuckers. You gotta beat this shit in people's head. You gotta fucking break their fucking chin apart. You gotta fucking grab them, put them their mouth on the curb, like, bite the curb, motherfucker. Kick your back of your foot, the bottom of your foot, kick the shit out of their fucking head. Let's go.
Going,
Cassidy.
Man.
AB Radio, baby.
Yeah. This Cassidy the Hustle.
I'm gonna let it rock.
And I'm back. Yeah, I'm back on my bullshit. I just was online reading some of the comments niggas was making. Cause I put out a couple mixtapes, and I put out this freestyle with Corey Guns a couple days ago. And I think niggas got me fucked up. A couple niggas said they wasn't feeling my last couple of joints. But you know, I was going through a lot of trials and tribulations. I had to get my head right. I had to get out a couple contracts, get my business right, and get situated. Plus, I was recovering from the accident. You know, I suffer brain damage and amnesia. So I had to get myself situated. But I'm back and I'm better than ever. Another nigga typed in a comment and said that I can't make a hit record. Like he wasn't in the club, Chi-Town stepping, throwing his six in the air to hotel. Like he wasn't telling this girl it don't get no better. Like he wasn't in this hood talking about I'm a hustler. Nigga know he had his drink and his two-step, but he trying to front on me. But I don't even give a fuck about making a hit. I'm not doing no dance records. I'm not trying to throw a T-Pain effect on my voice and make it hit. I'm just giving the streets what they need. I partnered up with Carmelo, Crossover Entertainment. So I'm doing it on my own. I don't got no A&R, no CEO picking my
records. Let's go, nigga.
Picking my albums and
let's
narrowing down
shit.
Show
the
I could do
what
that on my
about,
own.
Nigga.
So I could give the streets what they really want to hear from
we waiting, nigga.
So I'm about to jump in my bag
well,
and fuck niggas up.
Yo, let's do this
Mark
shit, nigga.
My
let's
word.
Go. Let's
I'm about
go.
To put pressure on you niggas. Let's get it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't want to be.
My cologne is the Senna Haze. I drink Silver Patron, mixed with the pink lemonade, Minute Maid. Hennessy with the iced tea Snapple, a goose of pineapple, I'm high as a pterodactyl. You dead like a dinosaur when it's time for war. What you think I got the iron for? You dying, whore. And you ain't never pop iron, stop lying, boy. You not a thug and you not a drug connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
You not a hustler, you ain't never grind before. What you lying for? You never even sold a dime before. I was eating off the trees like an omnivore. Yeah, I had herbs. And had birds, they was flying, boy. You a pussy cat. I'm a lion, whore. But I don't roar like a lion. That's what the iron for. I've been a threat, but the world ain't convinced yet. I guess cause I ain't making enough dollars and cents yet. That's cause J Records couldn't make it make sense yet. I could have been the best if they was ready to invest. I'm with Carmelo now. You should be impressed. Cause he got plenty of dough and he's showing interest. He a baller, he getting them grown in checks. So you gotta love it. Melo gave me a budget. For Melo, I clap my gat right out in public and watch you die right outside just like fuck it. I just started a partnership with the Denver Nugget. He told me whatever I need, he got it covered.
Uh-huh.
I could discuss it, it don't hurt to explain. You know he working with change, he dropped 30 a game, man. I'm independent how I'm supposed to be. I'm with a baller, not another rapper trying to
get
shine
him,
over me. And no, ain't no CEO controlling me. I control my own shit, that's why I'm on my own dick. Bitch. Shout out to my boy Swift. He out there trying to get that Oprah.
Come on, you ain't done, nigga. Let's add some more shit, death. Man.
Why wouldn't I be? I used to cop pies and supply whoever got high. To get the chicken, I cook birds like Popeye. I'm a ghetto superstar, but I'm not prized. The drop I drive is the color of hot fries. Pain like hip-hop died when Pop died. Hip-hop died cause everybody that's hot died. But not I, no, I did not die. I'm in niggas top five, alive or not alive. I had a lot of street dreams, but I'm not Nas. I still chill in the cut like peroxide. My eyes shine so bright, I cannot hide. If you stare at the rocks I wear, you be cocked. But I never got robbed, cause I'll pull them things out and blow niggas' brains out like carbon dioxide. Them cats acting like gangsters do not ride. They scared, but I don't fear nothing if it's not God. I got squad like AR, my man pretty. That's so real, I feel like the Taliban with me. No security guards, I got my family.
AR, what up?
And I keep a gat the size of my little man with me. Stop playing with me, I'll be popping a gun. That's about the size of my body. Biological son, and everybody is the same biologically, son, but everybody ain't the same psychologically, son. If you know you're not a thug, don't try to be one. It's cool if you're not a goon, you ain't gotta be one. But if you think you hot as me, then you gotta be dumb. Cause I'm hotter than whoever, and you ain't got it together. I'm going down to history, I got it forever. I'm raw as Eddie Murphy when he was rocking them levers. You're not never gonna be better than me, and we can get it in whenever, it's whatever with me. Apply pressure.
Apply pressure. Pressure, man. Apply pressure. So fucking what if I stuttered, man? It's not a fucking game. You got 22 minutes left with the guard, man. Like I said, I do this shit like a drought machine. I do this shit by myself because I'm too smooth, you know what I mean? I'm GQ, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, you got other niggas. You got sometime niggas. You know, they call themselves fucking Fresh to Death and shit like... What's up, my nigga?
What's poppin', son?
Hey, shit, man. You know what I mean? Been gone for a minute, but I'm back again.
That's what's good. Finally made it out the Matrix, I see.
Hell yeah, man.
It's
yeah, I mean, fucking... I was, got in a bad, serious car accident. You know what I mean? And I was on a life... I was on a life... what is that? The life... The expirator or some shit like that?
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I was on the table, and you know they was working on me. So I mean, niggas is working on me and shit, and I'm like, all right, true, niggas is working on me.
Stop
so let me, let me fall back.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you in the building?
Yo, what's up, son?
What's up, nigga?
Now, first of all, Black, I'm far from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's politic, B.
It ain't shit, man. It was good, man.
Maintaining the constant elevation. Hear me?
All right. Well, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your fucking mind, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, I hear you call yourself God, son. Why you call yourself God?
No, I mean, I'm not. It's not G-O-D God. It's just God, like, you know, the God. Like, you know.
I'm saying, so you
yeah, I'm not calling myself God, though.
You 5%?
I'm 100% Muslim.
100%
Muslim,
huh?
Too damn much. What that mean?
Huh? What
that mean?
In other words, I'm not 5%. I'm Muslim.
In other words, that's Barack Obama Jr. right there.
You a poor righteous teacher, right?
Yeah.
You believe in freedom, justice, and equality, right?
Exactly.
You study the 120, don't you?
Huh?
You study the 120, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You?
Yeah, no doubt. I know the last, son.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just a piece of alaikum salam, God. But all I'm saying is, man, you know what I'm saying? Just be positive, elevation cause expansion, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just remember your people out here listening, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. I really appreciate that because it's like sometimes I don't know who's listening, dog. And I be like, yo, call up this, call up that. And they don't be calling. I be like, okay.
That's the science, though. It's like when the originator of the earth created himself out of nothing, it wasn't nothing there but him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? How you going to be the originator of all creation and something else created, too? You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? You can't be the supreme being that way.
Exactly.
Amen to that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you a divine creation after the creator himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now when you speak saying that you don't know nobody listening, that's non-cyphers, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
God is always listening.
I like this brother right here. I like this brother.
You never know who listening, God. You know what I'm saying? Because see, sometimes you get your people, man, and you catch them in that slump or that mood, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they tune in on you. And that's how the nature of the black man works. He tune in on God, you know what I mean?
All right, so how do you feel about, you know, because I was like, what's up, nigga? And you was like, yo, far from that. I respect you on that one. So how do you feel about Nas coming out with a album, nigga?
Yeah. How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I feel he is savage for that. I mean, we trying to make a pilgrimage of homage from niggas to God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were brought into being niggas by former slave masters. Now we still acting like niggas. You know what I mean? That's why it's hard for us to get ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's the rap world or the political world, it's hard for us to get ahead because we still got that slave mentality. You heard me?
Yeah, I feel you.
So, I mean, and as far as that brother go, I mean, he should know right from wrong. He knows the ledge, you know, and instead he preach and feed our people that poison. And that keep them wandering, you know, keep our people losing control of themselves when they ain't really had control yet, you know.
Yeah.
How you going to sit up here and say that you know the truth and not tell the truth?
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? He a God body, no doubt. He was born that way. His father was in the first resurrection. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But yet you got these brothers and cats out here in the music world who are leaders in the community but won't speak the truth. You know?
Yes, that is true. And they have the power to actually put it out there. They have the power. They have the power to actually put it out there so that people actually listen. Because
right.
It's a damn shame that the music industry has people listening to music, and it's like whatever they say, they do. Like, for instance, I still think if you wear pink, you're a fag. But
right.
K. Cameron brought it out. Everyone that thought pink was gay saw him with it on, and now everyone was wearing pink. I mean,
right.
I don't know what that's all about, but
like,
it's a bunch of followers.
Look at Lil Wayne, for instance. He's a prime example. Now you're gonna see, like, now you know he on top of the map. Now
yeah.
It seems like because he on top of the game and everything, I don't see nothing but bloods out in the streets, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing but bloods. Like, motherfuckers, all of a sudden they blood just because they heard like 4 or 5 Wayne tracks. Come on. What the fuck do you
right.
think this is?
Niggas walk around like,
you did.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like this. You can produce in the environment, or you can become a production of the environment. And right now, a lot of these rappers are being productions of the environment. That money caused them to do anything, and the white man know that. You take away they riches, what they gonna be? They gonna be like me and you.
Exactly.
You think they want to be that?
Hell no.
They don't want to be on our level. They want you to come to the concert and spend that money. So whatever the record label say play, that's what they play. They're like puppets on a drawstring right now.
But that kind of explains the underground world. That's why the underground hasn't been anywhere, because a lot of underground cats is like real positive, and they talk about what's going on in the government and all types of stuff. You don't ever hear them. Like this, what's the guy's name? I played him on this show before. But he had like nothing but positive messages. He's a white boy. Knowing
right.
about like the slave this and slavery stuff that I didn't even know about. And I'm like, damn,
right.
okay. But it's like you don't hear about him because, like, he said that a lot of people wanted him to give, like, offer them deals. And he was just turning them down, like, nah, man, I'm not. Because he feels as though that deal stuff is just phony. Like, yo, I'm not going to spit phony shit. Like, the shit I spit is real. So I don't,
right.
I mean, you know what I mean? And I give him respect for that.
Well, you got to remember something, you know. Indirectly, you know, rappers, they give signs of what's really going on. You know, Nas gave us a sign in that song, Hip Hop is Dead. You know what I'm saying? Real hip hop, when it was in the park, when it was on the street corner, when cats had radios walking down the street and all that stuff, you know, that was real hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What he was saying in that song, that you ain't never going to see that again.
Oh, hell no.
You ain't never going to see the type of love that people have for music again because it's become industrialized, you know what I'm saying? So now it's the rich getting richer and the poor getting poor and the dumb getting dumber.
Yeah.
So.
Yes,
that's,
sir.
That's how I see it.
Well, I mean, look at, what the hell is this guy's name? Soulja Boy. What the hell is he talking about? He's getting rich
yeah.
over just saying stupidity.
Yeah.
And getting paid for it.
Like, look at your boy Chameleon there. Never once in his raps is used the word nigga. Never once. But doesn't get the kind of love that he should because he don't talk about, you know, the shit that people want to hear. He's talking about selling dope, you know, shooting this nigga up. Yeah, I got a Glock. I'm on this side of the team.
I never peeped that before. Are you serious? He never said nigga?
I hear any trap by Chameleon there. I guarantee you that he don't not say the word nigga once ever, dog.
I think the only reason why they actually put him out is because he had that one just going at the police. And people
true
thought, hey, maybe that's cool. Maybe we can put that on the radio. Yeah, you're right on that one. Seems like you
got
to have a
next. All right. Even in that Riding Dirty, though, in that whole track, he don't say that one time. Like, you know, Rick Ross be like, yeah, I just had a flow of the keys come in. You won't hear that come out of his mouth, though. He just talking about he riding dirty. He could be riding dirty in many ways.
Yeah, he cannot have no insurance.
His definition of riding
like that.
Dirty is just straight candy paint, you know, big rims, you know, loudness, like loud materialistic shit. But
yeah.
He ain't talking about, like, I'm riding dirty, like, yeah, I got 5 shotties, bad nigga, we deep with K's, nigga, all kinds of shit. Nah, they ain't talking about none of that.
It's
just
amazing
that he
because.
He riding dirty in general.
Yeah, because it's amazing, because I feel as though. It maybe hit the airwaves because they felt as though he was talking about riding dirty. In other words, I got coke or some shit like that.
Exactly. So they know that's what people want to hear. So when people want to hear that, they're like, oh, look at this nigga riding dirty. Yo, we got to be just like him. Believe
yo,
it or
man,
not, it's just, yo.
Hip-hop is, yeah, you're right, bro. Hip-hop is fucked up.
No, what he said is very much true. Hip-hop is dead. Some rap right now is taking over. It is. It's the industry. They're going to play what the people want to hear. And what do people want to hear? They want to hear sex and violence. That's it.
Peep the science, though. Check this out. Knowledge is the foundation of all things that exist, huh? Now, that's to say, you got to know the ledge. These cats right now, they act like they don't know their history. If you remember, back in the 60s, back in the 50s, you know what I'm saying, you might see movies where black folks, the only thing they did was entertain. That's how white folks wanted to see you. They wanted to see you as the shoe shine man, or putting that makeup on your face and doing the Bojangles tap dance. You know what I'm saying? If you was doing that, you was a good nigga. That's what that was in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir, boss, and all this. You know, that type of language came from trying to please the slave master so they wouldn't be abused and robbed and raped no more. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, brothers in the industry, they out here now tap dancing, doing the Bojangles, everything. You know what I'm saying? Getting live on stage for who? It ain't just for you. It's so that they don't got to be poor no more. They try to escape the hood, but the hood don't escape easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wherever you go, no matter how much of a star you become, the hood's still a part of you, and that's what it is.
Exactly.
He's a positive brother right here, man. I like this guy.
I try to be. But listen, I'm gonna stretch out, man.
Wait, hold on, before you leave. What do you think? What's your opinion on? You ever heard of Public Enemy?
Yeah.
What's your view on the American flag?
American flag? That ain't for you or me. You know what I'm saying? American flag was designed in the blood of black people. That's what the red is for. You know what I'm saying? The blue is for the blue-eyed demon that kept us trapped here. You know what I'm saying? So. And you got all those stars in there, which we probably saw when they knocked us over the head and drug us on the boat.
You know what I'm saying?
So that flag ain't for me and you. My flag is the universal flag, the star and the crescent. You know what I'm saying? That means the moon is for the woman and the stars represents the child. And I represent that sun. That's my flag. Freedom, justice, and equality. Islam always being peace. You know what I mean?
Land of the free, home of the slave.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah.
How's that song go? The land of Whitey? The land of Whitey, and that's it, and that's what it is. You can't even find, our people are so stressed out and bent over that they looking for jobs, and there ain't no jobs because the white man don't want you to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's time for to do for self. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got a politic, man. And a lot of cats ain't going nowhere because they ain't got the education to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't jump into business and not know the fundamentals of business. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you don't know how to organize, plan, control, and direct the affairs of your finances and keep your plans and your structure in order, everything that you try to build is going to crumble.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You see stockbrokers, Wall Street. These cats know how to organize their money, man. You know what I'm saying? They know how to organize their business. They know how to organize their whatever they're getting ready to do. They got crops over here. They got stocks over there. You know what I'm saying? They got Unocal oil over here. They got Exxon oil over there.
But I'm gonna tell you what kind of that messes up. You know the blacks and the Spanish and the and the fucking Indians, well, not Indians, but blacks and Spanish, you know what I mean? What kind of fucks it up for us, like the urban kids, is because we watch these fucking videos, and we see these niggas with jewelry and cars and beautiful women. We're like, hey, instead of saving this money for the future, I'm going to spend it now and buy big-ass rims on my old-ass Honda Civic, and I'm going to go get bitches.
Yeah,
and then when they get these bitches pregnant...
Yeah.
Or they become, you know, they got the package or they burning, now their life is over. So that's one of the reasons why urban kids and children aren't, you know, getting to the next level because they're so busy about, instead of, like, for instance, I never listened to my father. My father told me to be an electrician. I'm like, nah, man, I need money now. I need money now. He's like, go to school, get a trade. I need money now. Now, I'm not necessarily stuck, but I could have been doing 10 times better had I listened to my father. So, but it's because I was in a young state of mind, like, oh, no, I just want to get this, and I want to get rims and a sub, and I want to just bang out and just get bad girls.
Because, son, people are too greedy and selfish. They got to learn the hard way. They feel like if they don't see something being accomplished, something being done right then and there, then they automatically have no hope. So they got to do what it takes to go make their hope, which might be, you know, temporary at that, you know, point in time. But you got to think years later, man. People say, you know, you can't make plans because plans are created to be, you know, demolished and shit, but you got to at least have an idea, have you have a right state of mind of where you're going or what you're actually going to do. I mean, there's got to be a leader. There has to be a leader. There has to be, because unfortunately there's too many followers out there. Too many people want to be like other people. So that's what, you know, the entertainment business really needs. They need somebody that's going to speak the truth. Is it going to happen? Nobody's...
I believe, you know, it's going to happen.
But sex and violence is
right
now. Yeah, but sex and violence is what really sells, and that's what all they're focused on. So if they're going to only focus on that, that's what they're going to attract their crowd to, and only that.
You know what's going to cure all that? Six words. Accept your own and be yourself. That's the most powerful statement ever made by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Accept your own and be yourself. Until we learn how to accept our own responsibility and be ourselves, we'll always stay in that position. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't accept that it's our responsibility to be ourselves. We want to reject ourselves and accept being someone else. You know what I'm saying? You see people out here, they want to dress like you, or they want to dress like him, or they want to sound like Jay-Z, or they want to sound like somebody from the West Coast or somebody from the dirty South, but they don't sound like themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's because they don't want to accept themselves and be themselves. Self-preservation is the first law of the land. How you going to elevate and save anybody if you don't elevate and save you?
That's deep right there.
it couldn't have been put in any better words.
Dog. That shit is deep right there. Yo, what's your name, dog?
Yo, my name's CX of Love.
CX of Love?
Yeah.
Yo, man, thank you for listening. I'm pretty sure you will be tuning in tomorrow. Oh, well, not actually tomorrow. Monday. Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. We do 7 to 8. We actually all formed from Technical Difficulty Show. And that show is, that's actually on Blog Talk Radio. And that's from 6 to 7. No, 5 to 6. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's how we have like a little form up. Like one day would be something, you know, Wednesday might be positive Wednesday, or you know what I mean, something like that. This show actually just talks about whatever. And then we also have another host. He's the host that's on right now, the one that's just talking to you. His name is Fresh to Death. He has his own little show, and it's the Light Up Session. You can tell him about that if you want.
Indeed so. Yeah. Yo, peace to the God, man. I'm out. I'm gonna get in with y'all later.
All right, peace, man.
Peace.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a real ass dude right there.
Yeah, that was a real dude, man. I give it to him. That's a real dude right there.
Yo, that nigga definitely has some words of wisdom and shit right there, man.
He chin checked me in the beginning, right?
Oh, right off rip.
Yeah, he took a nice little jab to my jaw. I'm like, what up, nigga? Nah, far from that, dog. Okay, my fat dog.
Quick with it, too.
No, but like I was saying before, I got in a car accident, and I was laying up on a respirator, and they was trying to bring me back to life. So I died. I mean, JJ died, and then I was out for like 10 minutes, they said. I died for 10 minutes, and I came back smooth as hell. They came up to me and was like, GQ, you can leave. I'm like, but wait, what happened to JJ? They said he died. So I said, he died? Damn. So who am I? They said, you GQ. I said, okay. I like that shit. So GQ's in the fucking building. It is what it is.
That's what it is. No, yeah, that shit had me mad shook, dog. I was like, rest in peace, JJ. Oh, I started bugging, dog. And, I mean, I guess you always want to assume the worst, so right on bet, I'm like, I'm thinking about the government, and I'm like, nah, there's no way in hell something really happened to this nigga. Nah, I'm trying to call up every number, dog, right, every motherfucking mess. I'm like, yo, what's good?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, nah, there's no way something really happened. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, all right, you know, throwing a little common sense there, fucking JJ's the one who died, God. I'm like,
yeah, nigga.
I mean, rest in peace to that nigga, you know, he was my dog, but I was like, I started thinking about, you know, the whole GN, and I'm like, nah, tell me, I ain't going to put it on blast, but tell me something really happened to him.
Uh-huh.
I started bugging, and I was like, yo, why not, you know, have been informed this shit? My ass would have been up in fucking Jersey right now. I'm like, wait. All right, let me put the blunt down, and let me look at this screen and read it back to myself one more time. Read it back, I'm like, oh, Lord. All right, that's what it is.
Yo, make sure y'all tune in tonight. Technical difficulty. We got 10 seconds. We will be live 12 midnight to 1 a.m. If you can't hear the rest of this message, continue on or click on.
And your boy Fresh will be holding it down with the crew.
You already fucking know, man. Technical difficulties. You know what I mean, you can't have the light up session and angry bastard without technical difficulty. Like, that's like having... you know what I mean? That's like trying to have Wu-Tang without RZA and GZA. Like,
exactly, guys.
That
exactly.
Shit don't go together. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, what's up with RZA and GZA? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like Killer Army and fucking, that's like Killer Army and the Grave Diggers and shit. You can't have, you know what I mean? Without Wu-Tang, it's no Grave Diggers or Killer Army.
Exactly, guys.
So, fucking, make sure y'all tune in, man. We doing our thing. Fucking, oh, yeah, I got that message. I didn't respond to you because, fucking, I was still in the course of JJ being dead. But I didn't send that chick nothing.
You didn't what?
I didn't forward anything to her.
Oh, yeah, God, that's what, remember when I was telling you I didn't know what the hell she was talking about? She wrote back one time and was like, yeah, I read the message that this nigga forwarded to me. I was like, yo, what message? I don't even know what message you're talking about, because anything I had told you, I told you on the phone. I never elaborated anything by the net, by MySpace, Yahoo, whatever.
Exactly.
Everything was off of air. You know what I'm saying? We talked a little bit on air, but, you know, we kept it very discreet. But, you know,
exactly.
I told you everything
so there,
by phone.
There was no
was
messages
passed.
That's all I'm like, okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, I try writing back like, yo, what the hell are you talking about? I still ain't getting nothing back. Then, well, you know, she deleted my shit off the profile. But what's crazy is homeboy Will still ain't delete my shit.
It's funny, though. It's like on his page, he doesn't have, like, he still has single.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that.
Like, she's not even on his top. So, I don't know. Like, I'm like, well, whatever. It's like, that shit is, I'm in a different place now. Like, you know what I mean? I'm doing good. You know what I mean, from what you said, she's about to get a crib, no doubt. All right, she's doing good. So, it's like, all I can say is just, all I can do, really, is just pray for her and, you know, hope she does good in life. I mean...
Yeah, guys, that's the same thing I'm doing here. I'm not going to keep fighting with her, trying to figure out what's to be. I mean, she want to bug out, let her do her. I'm just going to pray for her. That's all. I don't despise no hatreds on anybody. Somebody got beef with me, so good, man. I'm still not going to be like, all right, well, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. Nah, God, I'm just going to be like, you know, I'm going to pray for you, if anything. Be like, yo, let this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Let him learn some type of way or let God throw a couple more obstacles in his life to his or her life to slow down, maybe, you know, take things in a different manner. You know what I mean? I don't, because God ain't going to just, you know, give somebody patience just like that in the power of his hands. No, he's going to create an opportunity for somebody to have patience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I can do is pray for her. I'm not going to keep bugging her. I try calling her once, she don't pick up. That's it, girl. I'm not going to fucking go crazy because this chick don't want to holler at me. You know?
Exactly. Put like this. One of these days, she's going to reach out to, you know, it won't be me, But she'll reach out to you, and she'll have a long sit down and she'll talk to you. Because like I said, you and I and everyone else really feels as though there's something else deeper. But
it's gotta be.
Yeah, I'm just the type of nigga that I don't really like. I'm like, okay, well, I see a little bit. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'll fall back and put in God's hand. Because it's like normally when you go looking for shit, you're looking for trouble.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know nobody in North Jersey, so why the fuck would I go to somebody else's hood now? They live down here. Oh, where the fuck you at?
Exactly.
And don't think about it, because I got mad goons outside right now. That's like me going. That's like me going to Cali, in the heart of the Watts. Like, yo, dog, I'm looking for my ex girl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know your way out? No, I do not.
I really didn't understand that. She was like, yeah, you know, I'm glad that you found what side to choose. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yo, you know what I'm talking about? There ain't no choosing sides. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all.
Yeah.
At all. What's the point? I don't even need to choose sides, right? I'm in Florida right now.
Exactly.
You know, if I really wanted to be careless about it, I could be like, well, I don't give a fuck about neither of y'all. Both of y'all can shut the fuck up and get out of my life. But
right.
No, I'm not like that. I don't like seeing beef among people that I both have love for. Even if it can't be worked out or not, regardless, I'm not going to beef with you because shit ain't work out with her. I ain't going to beef with her. Or I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, fucking beef with her and shit because y'all ain't cool or whatever. I'm not going to stop being friends with you because you ain't with her. I ain't going to stop being her nephew because, you know, y'all ain't friends or together or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I still got love for both of y'all, and I'm going to still look out for both of y'all. So what I did, told you, not her, I looked out on your half, on your part, because I seen something that I didn't like. Now, personally, I could have just not said a damn word. But you know what? I'm a friend. And when I see something that's going to hurt my friend, I'm going to tell them what to be.
Exactly. I'll tell you.
Exactly. I mean, I can't put it in any other words. If I see my man's getting fucked up in some way, it might not be physically, it could be emotionally, mentally, whatever, I'm gonna give them a little heads up. I might not give them the exact case scenario, but they're gonna tend to figure it out. But I'm gonna give you the heads up and let you know what's the deal. And something is going on both sides. If you was doing that to her, if you was like, you know, fucking around on the side or some shit, I'm gonna tell her, I'm gonna be like, yo, God, we friends, but yo, you're dumb enough to let me see that, yo, that's my fam right there. I'm not gonna sit there and let you hurt her. I would tell her that. But, you know, she ain't pop off like that, so it didn't happen. So since it was almost her at fault, you know, it was like, I guess in a sense of way, she almost felt like she was sold out because we are actually blood and you and me are just, you know, we just fair.
Yeah.
But
it is what it is. In the long run, it's just that, you know what I mean? I don't mean to cut you off, but in the long run, it's like things happen for a reason. So, for instance, yeah, I mean, sometimes you're with somebody for a certain reason. Like, for instance, we were together, you know, me and her, we were together, maybe because she needed that extra kick, that extra spunk, that extra something to bring her ass up here so she can actually be with the people she wanted to be with, and that's her mother, her kids.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, that's the main reason why I'm like, man, fuck it, whatever. I mean, whether she did me dirty or not, shorty was feeling me. She showed, at least, she was feeling me. I didn't show the same exact type towards her. So in a sense, I fucked it up. But then again, if it was meant to be, she would be here now. So
exactly.
It was a point, it was a reason for it. And I see the reason. Because now she's with her mother, and she's with the guy she loves. And she's with her kids.
Mm,
and I applaud that. Like, that's what's up. I'll trade that in with being me. I'll trade that in with, you know what I mean? Like, I'll trade in my love towards somebody for their love with their family. Any day.
Yeah, God, come on. That's a blessing right there for something
exactly.
Like that. Yeah, that's a blessing. That's not, you know what I'm saying? You have to be thankful no matter what. Because you see something like that in life happen, you know what I mean? You can only be happy. You can't fucking be jealous in any way. You can't be dissatisfied. You just got to be happy and, you know, be glad that, you know, they got the chance to be blessed. Even if it was little or a whole bit, the fact is they got blessed.
Yeah, even if you hate the person for it, like, oh, what the fuck, she's a bitch, this and that, yada, you got to fall back and look up at the sky. Not even look up at the sky, just look right in front of you and be like, you know what, God, this happened for a reason, and I'm pissed off right now, but please share my blessings with such and such. I'm
exactly.
mad, but I wish her the best. Or
exactly.
for women, or for women, you know, you might be mad at your dude, but you wish him for the best. Never regret anything that made you smile.
That's it. But, hey, my dude, I'm about to get out of here and go fucking...
Yeah, when you doing the show, nigga?
What? Oh, I fell off the mat, dog, because fucking my grandfather down here.
Oh.
This nigga, yeah, it's about that time. He's up in the hospital now, so that's why I ain't been doing one all week and shit. All
right.
But fucking, I'm probably going to do a show Monday night. Probably a 9 or 10 o'clock show.
All right, well, spit your shit out, man. Promote your shit, nigga.
Oh, nigga, I always do. My shit's promoting like a motherfucker, but you
I'm
know.
I'm talking about
light.
On here, nigga.
Oh, okay, no doubt. You know, we in the light up session, dog. Anything goes. Anything and everything goes. We talk about everything, sports, politics, news. You got something on your mind, spit that shit. You think the show's whack? Spit that shit. Think it's fire? Spit that shit. You want to roast a nigga? Spit that shit. Make a request? Spit that shit. Anything goes. Anything. We show all kinds of love. Play all exclusive new tracks. Everything, God. Underground shit, new shit, anything. Anything you want to be heard. You want some slow shit, and we in the middle of some booty dancing shit going on, I'm going to chop it up and throw it off just like that, just to make them listeners happy, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been good. You know, everything on the light-up session has been good. You know, people's been hitting us up on the lines and shit, which is kind of weird because, you know, I started a show down here, but, you know, they blessed us with the New York code with the 347, you know, 2020990. It's all good.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we on MySpace as well. You know,
for the stupid motherfuckers that didn't hear you, repeat that number.
347-202-0990. Yo, you can't get much easier than that. If you got to write that shit down, you a duck as it is. But, you know, I got love for it. Or hit us up on MySpace.com/LightUpSession. Always in the session. Always blazing days, and we talking about anything and everything. You got something on your mind, like I said, spit that shit. We always showing love. Technical difficulties, those are our brothers right there. It's not like, you know, anybody's beefing or anything, nah. You know what I'm saying? Those are our brothers right there. We always going to be fair. That's how it is. Catch me either on here, you can catch me on this Angry Bastard show, or you can catch me on the technical difficulties. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing big things. That's how we doing it nowadays. Everybody just doing big things and trying to make life happen, dog.
Exactly. Technicaldifficulty.com. I mean, MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Once again, MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. That's the main show. We will be doing that from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. It may vary from times, you know, so make sure you just hit the MySpace pages up and ask, or we'll put out blogs or bulletins or whatever. Also, we will be doing a show tonight, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. We'll be fully staffed. It's going to be intimate encounters. It gets very, very perverted and nasty and sexual and sexy when we come to a sex show, like we do our thing. So what
That's
better way to do a welcome back show than a motherfucking sex show?
What?
SD will be there. Me, myself, GQ will be there. Motherfucking Fresh to Death will be there. Motherfucking LENSD64. We'll all be in the fucking building. So you got questions, we got answers. 12 midnight to 1 a.m. That's MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And the MySpace page here is angry. It's MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit us up. Show love. That's all I got to pretty much say.
That's what it is. What
you out of here, Fresh?
Yeah, I'm out of here, man. I got to get this shit done real quick. But I catch you on the show tonight, man.
All right, nigga.
All right, playboy.
Peace.
Peace.